Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Caldor Fire, which has forced the evacuation of thousands of people from South Lake Tahoe and surrounding areas, including Nevada, is now threatening more than 34,000 structures after already destroying hundreds of homes. Tonight and tomorrow are critical days, according to South Lake Tahoe spokesperson Lindsay Baker. A law that bans abortions after 6 weeks, including the case of rape and incest, went into effect in Texas on Wednesday. The law, one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the United States, prohibits the practice after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The American Civil Liberties Union and abortion rights groups asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block the ban, but SCOTUS did not act by the deadline. The Florida Education Department will withhold funds for school districts that defy Governor DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, who was behind the decision to withhold salaries, said on the decision whether to wear masks should be left to the parents. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden on Tuesday defends his Afghanistan withdrawal.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military airlift operations at Kabul Airport was based on the unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former Republican Congressman Charlie Dent from Pennsylvania on CNN.
This policy... Made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Trump on Newsmax TV gives his opinion on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
The United States has totally lost control. People are bombing them. They're sending rockets into them. They're killing a lot of people, 200 people 2 days ago, of which we had 13 Marines at least, because you have a lot of very badly wounded Marines and Navy right now. This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation. And when Biden said he's taking out the military before he takes out the people or the equipment, I said, that can't be possible. I figured the press got it wrong because they get so much wrong. And they didn't get it wrong. He took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me, because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was a leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, do you understand that? And he did understand that.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got a real treat for you. The 28th White House Press Secretary, New York Times best-selling author, Sean Spicer, joins us. We're going to be talking about his new book. Sean, since last we talked, boy, you've been on Mr. Toad's wild ride, including a little dancing exhibition with Dancing with the Stars in season 28, huh?
If you had asked me the last time we were talking whether or not that was in the cards, I would have laughed. I think I did several times prior to that. And then the next thing you know, I'm sitting in the quarterfinals having the President of the United States call me and saying, you know, not bad, huh? In fact, I talked to him last night. We're catching up, and he said, you know, I still can't get over the fact that you made it to the quarterfinals of that show. And I said, I think it had a lot to do with your support. It wasn't my ability. We all know that.
Well, hey, you did better than Tucker Carlson, at least, so I was proud of you for that. I just want you to know. Just saying, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Well, look at the new book, Radical Nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America, is going to be released in October, right?
That's correct, yeah. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon, and it's actually rocketed to the top of several of their little different charts. So it's been humbling watching people get out there and pre-order it now.
Well, you know, what you're posing here is something, of course, the mainstream media, social media, big tech, this is the counter narrative to what's happening with our country when people are going, I'm seeing this with my eyes, but the media is telling me something else. What am I to believe, right?
You just hit your head, the nail on the head, because here's the thing. In Radical Nation, it's the first comprehensive look at the Biden-Harris administration. And I look at the people that have been around him for a long time. I call it Biden Inc. And then I have another chapter where I talk about senior aides and cabinet members. And you're right. If you look at some of these people, I read a report this morning about how the VA was failing on a number of issues with respect to how they were handling COVID. And I'm going, really? Do you wonder why? Because you have a VA secretary who's never served in the military, was never part of a VA VSO, a veteran service organization, never affiliated with any veteran organization whatsoever. But he was Obama's chief of staff, so we needed to find a place for him. And we wonder why we have areas, never had a healthcare background either, by the way, which is one of the primary. But the point is that no one in the media did a deep dive on any of these people. And then I look at all the policies and basically start to go through and explain what I like to call the big why, which is once you understand why they're really pursuing these policies, you get it a lot more. And the biggest one is the border, where people keep saying Kamala Harris isn't doing her job. I argue she is. Here's the thing. Once you understand that they're not really trying to stop it, then you get it.
Exactly. Yeah, we have exactly what it is that they are designing. It is their choice. They are in power. And more Americans are understanding that. And Sean, as you address that so clearly, the why, And it says it all, doesn't it? I mean, we want to argue ideology and whatever and different things, socialism, all this stuff. But there is a definite power that Donald Trump referred to as the deep state. And it is a combination, and this is what sometimes gets confusing, because it is a combination, as you know, of both political parties. It's this ruling elite class that are pulling the strings on and taking us in the direction that we're going on right now, whether we talk about what's happening at the border or certainly what's happening that is such a disaster in Afghanistan right now.
Bill, if you look at everything the left controls, right, from you know, you mentioned all of these federal bureaucrats that have been part of the system, right? That's obviously a key part of it. But then look at media, look at big tech, look at corporate America, look at academia, look at the late night shows. Every major institution in America is controlled by the left. If you're not listening to your show, tuning into Newsmax, reading my book, Radical Nation, you're not getting the full story. I had a discussion with somebody over the weekend that is very well read, somebody that I have a lot of respect for. And we were talking about immigration. They said, you know, can I be honest with you? Do you believe what you say, or do you just say this? And I said, what do you mean? And they go, well, it's not as bad as you say it. And I said, what part isn't as bad? And they said, well, yes, we're not really doing what you say, are we? And I said, yeah, we are. This is how it's actually working at the border. And they said, oh, my God. Newsmax had a thing on its website yesterday that we have 12 border agents for 245 miles of border in Texas. That's one agent for every 20-plus miles. You can't honestly tell me that you're serious about a problem or that you want to solve it when you're doing everything to undermine it. And so, but the problem is that for people who get their news from CNN or the Washington Post or Politico or the New York Times, they're basically getting spoon-fed a leftist mentality.
Mm-hmm. It's propaganda, Sean, bottom line. And that's what it's all about. And the person's question, is it really that bad? Actually, the truth is it's worse. And because we can't possibly report on it. We do tell you certain things like, you know, the Biden administration is actually paying for people not to construct the border. Say what? That's exactly what's going on, right?
Yeah, but I mean, look, you don't. Donald Trump brought a very businessman, frankly, common sense reality. Everyone, you know, he didn't. I hate to say this, he didn't do anything that was rocket science. He actually took a very common sense approach, which was missing for so long. He took a business approach, said, here, we're going to remain in Mexico, we're going to build a wall, we're going to create deterrence, we're going to focus on legal immigration. And it worked. And the first thing the Biden administration did was come in and say, let's undo everything he did. And now, kidding, you get the result you do. Even the leaders of Mexico and El Salvador and Guatemala are saying, yes, you're encouraging. You're telling these people to come. You are a magnet. And so I think that if you're on the left, you have to wake up and realize that there's not an actual attempt to solve these problems. Now, I think for a lot of folks on the far left, the progressives, where the party is really going more and more these days, they actually appreciate that. They're fine with it. But for the common sense Democrats that are still left, I don't think they fully appreciate it, because the way that the Biden administration works is all optics, with the exception of Afghanistan, I guess, which is they're trying to make sure that they make you believe that certain things are happening. But on Afghanistan, they've completely blown that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to the why question, Sean, because that weighs heavy in the everyday Americans' lives, and even trying to understand, they're seeing, you know, this contrast, what they see with their eyes and what's being reported, and there seems to be this dire disconnect and this kabuki theater that the Biden administration, you know, from Jen Psaki and other talking heads of the administration, you're going, wait a minute, how are you getting there? I mean, your actions, your policies are antithetical to what you're telling us. What is the end game? Is there some redemption in these Democratic policies?
So that's a great question, because what I believe, what I propose, is that everything that they're doing is in support of and in search of a permanent Democratic majority. For example, so they're pushing these people over the border because they want more long-time Democratic voters. That's just undeniable. Look at the steps that they're taking or not taking and what they could be doing. Second, look at what they're doing at D.C. They want D.C. to become a state. Why? Not because they're professed a goal of getting people to vote. That's easy. D.C. was created by taking parts of Virginia and Maryland. Virginia got its part back because they weren't using it. If you're not using the Maryland part, give it back, and then they can vote in Maryland, which they had been prior to the district being created by the Constitution.
Well, we've got more from Sean Spicer and his new book, Radical Nation. Stay right where you are. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
In
your book that is going to be coming out that you can now pre-order, ladies and gentlemen. As Sean said, it's available on Amazon, and it'll also be linked on our website as well. Radical Nation, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America. You talk about transfer of power. So following a controversial election, January 6th so-called Capitol riot, which now the FBI has modified and said Trump was right again, Democratic leadership saying they were preparing to physically remove Trump from the White House. It was clear, in spite of all the good that this president had done for our country, the ruling elites of the Beltway were punctuating their disdain for the people's president. It's amazing, and you talk about that you were there when at Joint Base Andrews, where the president departed, and there was all kind of, again, the controversy there. Was there going to be people there, that sort of thing?
Right.
This president was breaking with tradition, not going to be at the inauguration, but he was going to leave as the president, not the former president, but on Air Force One as the president of the United States.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that. We got a couple minutes left here, Sean.
I would just say, like, look, I believe in traditions. It's just who I am, right? So, but I also understand who Donald Trump is, and he was not going to leave Washington D.C. as former president, flying on what they call a SAM, a special air mission, which is what Air Force One, the plane, is when the president's, you know, not on it, and when he's on it, it's Air Force One, or frankly, any plane. But he really wanted to go out as president of the United States. He didn't want to go out as a defeated to Joe Biden. He wanted to go out on his terms. It's very Donald Trump, and I knew it going there that this was just who he was as a person. And frankly, I got to be honest with you, I also believed that Joe Biden probably benefited from that, so he didn't have all of these images about where
exactly
was Trump when he was saying this. I mean, I know it broke from tradition, but I think that Biden was probably secretly happy that he didn't have to contend with what is Trump saying, what facial expression is he making. But, you know, I think that I started the book off that way because I wanted people to get an understanding of what was going through not just my mind, but I think the process and thoughts of the president at the time. Because, again, the media narrative, everything. I mentioned the fact that, like, you know, the Trump White House was giving out tickets to people who have been part of the administration, et cetera, and allowing them to bring their families. I don't know what it was. You could bring like four family members or something. Mm-hmm. And the media was making this whole narrative about how it was just because no one would show up. And I was like, wait a second. So they'd done some research, apparently, like Bush 41. I'm sure I got the numbers wrong on this, but Bush 41 was like he gave 10 tickets to everyone. And I mean, it had been a tradition to do this, but because it was Trump, they were trying to find some nefarious, rationale for why he did it. Everything that he did, whereas with Biden, yesterday, there's a question and answer period, a brief one, of course, with the president. A CBS reporter gets to ask the question of the president, and he says, Mr. President, I apologize for asking this. I'm just a messenger, but there's a new poll out that shows that your numbers are down. Why is a reporter apologizing
exactly
from CBS for asking a question just because it might offend him? Are you kidding me? I don't think anyone ever cared what question they asked me or President Donald Trump.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got less than a minute left here, but real quick. There was some tradition that was kept, and that was the president's letter to Joe Biden that I thought was very gracious that you have there. Also, people are going to be touched and maybe see Barack Obama in a different light, too, because you also note in your book the letter, the traditional letter that Barack Obama, as the outgoing president, left to President Trump. And there's a paragraph in particular that I think that might be appropriate for Joe Biden. Just saying, maybe his people might pick up on that, highlight it, and give it to him, because the warning that Barack Obama gave to Donald Trump is very appropriate to his former vice president. Just saying.
Well, you know, look, I think that Trump understood the trappings of the office very well. And despite some of the narrative that existed about him not liking this or that, he loved it. In fact, I talked to him. Not every day, but you know, enough that he loved serving. He loved this country. He loved the White House and the majesty of it and the honor of it. So I always got a kick out of these people trying to change, who he was because they didn't like him. So they were looking for anything with it. Biden, and again, I'm not trying to disparage him, but you know, the guy falls three times up the stairwell to Air Force One. And again, everybody jumps to his defense and says, oh, you know, it was probably a little wet and he didn't mean it. And it's like, why is it your job to excuse him? You're in the media. You're there to report. Whereas with Trump, they were hostile. With Biden, they literally are doing everything they can to be extensions of the White House press office.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, here's some video of Trump tiptoeing down some wet stairs to balance out their narrative. You know, here it is. You have the president. Final question here, Sean. You have the president who was right about the border. He was right about our energy independence. At every turn, he was right against all this prevailing negative legacy media propaganda that they were putting out there. Middle East peace about ready to break out like never before. The acknowledgement of Jerusalem, that they said, if you do that, you know, all hell's going to break loose. At every turn, I mean, and again, even the FBI, as I mentioned earlier, came back to say January 6th, Trump was innocent. I mean, it's like all these counter narratives, you know, this Russian collusion stuff. Trump was right. You know, I want to pass this on to your next book. That's the title of your next book. Trump was right. And you can counter narrative all these things that the mainstream media had put out there and demonstrate clearly in black and white where Trump was right, because they're not going to apologize.
You know, it's a great point. There's actually, the funny thing is, there's a book I'm reading. I sent it out to some of my followers a while ago. I'm remiss to capture the name now, but there's a professor down at the University of, I believe, Houston. He's a leftist. He literally starts the book off by saying, I voted for Bernie Sanders. But he teaches journalism, and he said, I wanted to look at all of the Trump statements versus how they were covered. And again, this guy makes it very clear. I don't like Donald Trump. I voted for Bernie Sanders. But from an objective standpoint, I want to analyze this. And over again, it's amazing when you take the headlines and the reporting of what, quote, Trump said versus the transcript of what Trump said, there is a vastly, vastly different understanding of what happened. To your point about, you know, he didn't say that. He really didn't do that. He did this. I mean, it's, these guys will go to any lengths to manipulate things, to falsify things, to perpetuate things that disparage him because they just don't like him. And that's the problem, you know, and they don't like his policies either.
Right. Yeah. And God forbid that they worked.
Yes.
On top of that,
But remember, the one thing about them working, and this is true of every conservative policy, when they work, they undermine the left's entire justification of existence. The more that you can show that people want to work, that they actually can bear arms, that a life is a life, all of the things that we as conservatives believe, once you undermine them with facts and prove that they hold true, it undermines the welfare government state that the left wants to perpetuate.
Yeah, in much the same way that the shining light on a hill continues to shine brightly,
yes,
and irritate the holy what have you out of the communist and socialist regimes around the world. Sean Spicer served as the 28th White House press secretary. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Briefing, a host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax TV, and his upcoming book that will be released in October, Radical Nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America, now available for pre-order. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. In your book, well, Sean Spicer, what a great opportunity to be able to talk to him about his upcoming book and, you know, kind of look in the rearview mirror of what happened with conservatism, what happened with the Donald Trump administration. I was serious, you know, that I think that should be the title of his next book. Trump is right, because on so many levels and so many subjects where we were told by the mainstream media that Trump had it wrong, you know, from Russian collusion and the impeachment, energy independence, sealing up the border, Middle East peace, that was supposed to happen. We had five Arab nations already ready to go to sign a peace initiative, a peace proposal with Israel. But I guess it wasn't supposed to happen because Joe Biden Inc. came along the way and turned everything upside down, and all these great things that we had within months and some days and within days, all gone, all reversed. Interesting that even earlier this week we spoke with an expert that said when it even came to health care, some of the ideas and the policies were so good that, you know, Joe Biden has reluctantly embraced some of the Trump policies. So go figure. We've got more coming up. Thanks for being with us. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Caldor Fire, which has forced the evacuation of thousands of people from South Lake Tahoe and surrounding areas, including Nevada, is now threatening more than 34,000 structures after already destroying hundreds of homes. Tonight and tomorrow are critical days, according to South Lake Tahoe spokesperson Lindsay Baker. A law that bans abortions after 6 weeks, including the case of rape and incest, went into effect in Texas on Wednesday. The law, one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the United States, prohibits the practice after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The American Civil Liberties Union and abortion rights groups asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block the ban, but SCOTUS did not act by the deadline. The Florida Education Department will withhold funds for school districts that defy Governor DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, who was behind the decision to withhold salaries, said on the decision whether to wear masks should be left to the parents. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and oh, what a special treat. Natalie Frank is going to be joining us. Nationally recognized community builder, co-founder of the Rising Tide Society, an alliance of over 70,000 small business owners who gather in the spirit of community over competition. Natalie also serves as the head of community for Honeybook, has been featured in the New York Times, NPR, and Southern Living Magazine. And we're going to be talking about her new book, Build to Belong. Natalie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, when you talk about small business, you have my heart. I've been a marketing businessman most of my life, and my heart is with small business. It always has been, always will be. And what you have done with your organization in blessing these small businesses and encouraging them is really special. And congratulations for doing this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, so Build to Belong. Tell us about the book. Why? And why the book?
Yes. Yeah, so Build to Belong is all about embracing the power of community over competition. When I started my own small business back all the way, I don't want to date myself too much, but a decade ago, I realized that this traditional way of doing business, of operating in cutthroat competition, often left out this ability for us to come together and to champion one another and to fight for the success of others. And so in building the Rising Tide Society and adopting that mindset of a rising tide lifts all boats, I saw the power in cultivating communities, even in competitive spaces, to help people to rise and to really support the growth of either small business or our personal development or our communities. And so the book is about challenging this culture of competition. It's about equipping people with the tools they need in order to succeed, not just as individuals, but as a part of their community. And it's been a passion project for a long time. So bringing it into a book format has been a dream come true.
Well, and this vision you had is quite the counter narrative because, you know, we know in small business and in the environment, it can be about dog eat dog. And, you know, you have these the traditional flow of business that you go, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way. What was it for you? Was it like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning kind of ideas that woke you up to say, wait a minute, there's a better way to do this? How did this come about?
It was hitting a rock bottom moment myself with a battle that I was experiencing with loneliness where, you know, I had built a thriving six-figure business. I had checked every success metric in the book, graduated from an Ivy League school, went off on my own, built a team, had a thriving company. And I was sitting in the dark of my office completely alone. And I just recognized that if I continue to pursue success just independently as an individual and not by linking arms with others, not by wanting to champion the success of other small businesses, then truthfully, this path is going to kill me. And I started to speak out about it. I started to talk about it and share about it. And all of these other small business owners came alongside me and said, look, we're tired of going at it alone. And we're tired of longing for connection in the chaos. Like, we are stronger together. Let's prove that. And so, you know, the idea wasn't so much just my own as it was a case study that we started 6 years ago with Rising Tide that now spans the globe in a community of over 70,000 small business owners who are not only, you know, fighting against the odds that are stacked against them in their entrepreneurial endeavors, but are also fighting for one another, and especially over these last 19, 20 months. Where, it hasn't just been small business against small business. It's been all of us against, you know, the circumstances that we're facing. It's been all of us fighting for one another and fighting for our communities. And, you know, that's really what the book is about. And it's about not just in the small business space experiencing the power of this mindset, but watching how all of these aspects of our lives that, you know, we've been told we have to feel some level of competition about, whether it's relationships, our salaries, our jobs, promotions, or even our family. Sometimes, I'm a mom myself, it can feel like family is a competition. You know, whose kids had the best photo on the first day of school? Who took the best family vacation over the summer? It's about eliminating that narrative and stopping that talk and comparison that can hold us back in order to move forward together.
Well, the tools of the modern culture are there. I mean, they're competitive. They're not necessarily set up in a way that you're blessed to see about other people's vacation necessarily. There's just something naturally embedded within the process of social media that screams competition, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And one of the things I talk about in the book is that, you know, social media just shows us the highlight reels of one another's life. And what started to happen is that we've started watching one another from a distance and not loving one another up close, right? We've started observing one another's lives and not actually walking life together, which is how we are created to live. And so social media, although it presents us with great opportunities to connect, also lends us to sit and consume passively, where we actually stop connecting and we start just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and that can lead us further from community and further from connection. And so it's about taking back control, right? It's about seeing platforms for how they're making us feel and acknowledging that we can use them differently. We can change our behaviors and change our lives.
Well, Natalie Frank, at the core of this, you've got loneliness on one hand, which is amazing with all the people in the world today, that even Bill Gates says that he's not sure the world can sustain the population of the world. That's a whole other topic. But that's to say there's a lot of people out there, but a lot of people that are very lonely. And as you said, COVID has exacerbated the problem. And you think with all the social media and all the clicks and all the likes and everything like that, it really, you know, what people's very spirit and soul is crying out for is relationship. You say connection, but, you know, and relationship for me is something that, you know, over the years my mentors have stressed, and I've appreciated that because I know that when I'm in relationship with people, I'm much more satisfied with what I'm, you know, what I'm doing and what challenges I'm taking on. Did you find that to be the case yourself as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're built for belonging and we're created for relationships. And, you know, you're absolutely right when you say that the loneliness epidemic has gotten worse. There was a recent study done by the Survey Center on American Life that says 15% of men and 10% of women report that they don't have a single close friend. They don't have a single close relationship in their life that they can lean on. And that is incredibly concerning. That is an incredibly concerning statistic. And frankly, it doesn't surprise me. So what it's about is fighting for these relationships and fighting to ensure that other people understand the importance of relationships, the importance of being a deeply rooted member of your community.
Exactly. And, of course, the challenge we're dealing with is in this cancel culture that, you know, if you say the wrong thing, the wrong pronoun, you know, you're 86th and, you know, and for a moment there, maybe you were part of that 10 or 15% and you thought, OK, I'm going to break out. I got a friend until I used the wrong pronoun or something came out and just, you know, being myself and I offended somebody. And now I'm back to that 10-15%, sadly, and that's quite frustrating. But, you know, I sense in part there is that narrative out there. There are, you know, forces that want us to be lonely, that want us not communicating and not relating one another, because we know, you know, from the traditional old axiom that together we stand, divided we fall. And here we are, the United States of America, e pluribus unum. With the many, there is one. But we need to understand what that one is so that we can rally to that. And that is the one congealing point that brings us into relationship and an agreement and gives us hope for the next day, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think, you know, it's important to find and create communities where we can come together and step into a space and be safe. Be safe to communicate our thoughts and our ideas and our feelings. And, you know, I think one of the things that I've seen missing, and it's this increased polarization based, I truly believe, on social media algorithms and how they drive us into separate corners, is that we've lost a little bit of that. So part of that, too, is fighting for community that you feel safe to walk into the room and be yourself and express yourself and do the same in return. And we're meant for those deep relationships. We're meant to do life, not just in the shallow end, not just, again, in the scrolling and the consuming and the watching of one another, but in the spaces where we aren't divided, in the spaces where we can come together, where we can fight for one another, where we see the beauty and the humanity that exists all around us that is worth fighting for.
She's the author of Built to Belong, Natalie Frank, and we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Natalie Frank, nationally recognized community builder and co-founder of the Rising Tide Society. Her new book, Built to Belong, is now available, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And we're going to link it on our website. You can order through our website, usual places, get your hands on the book. But you want to get this, especially, you know, for those who are small businesses, aspiring small businessmen and women. This will really help give you some clarity because we almost have to shake off what's been thrust upon us in this current culture, this cancel culture that is really antithetical to those things that will ultimately make you successful, right?
Yes, I think, you know, it's a world in which we are told to compete, that it's dog eat dog, it's you against everyone else, and especially in business, you know, community and relationships are a competitive advantage. In life, having those deep relationships, being deeply rooted and connected, it's a way to not only strengthen yourself, but ultimately the collective in your community where you live. And so it's about changing our culture. It's about fighting back against the way things are and towards a space where we are more united than ever.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, you also serve as the head of community for HoneyBook. Tell our audience about HoneyBook.
Yes, HoneyBook is a platform that supports small business owners in the pursuit of building a sustainable livelihood. We run essentially the operations side of the business. So everything in that client relationship that a business needs to manage, you can manage on HoneyBook.
And like what? I mean, give us more detail what HoneyBook is.
Absolutely. So everything from that first communication through your contact form all the way through contracts, payments, navigating client communications. It's essentially a CRM meets relationship management tool that helps you to provide a really extraordinary experience all online for your clients.
And how can they access HoneyBook?
Yeah, so you can head to honeybook.com and learn more.
Okay, that sounds exciting. Natalie, this is amazing what you have done. Of course, it's like all your talent that God has designed you with, you've been able to express and develop. I often share in presentations with people that at the core of who we are, and this was something that was spurred on when I was 7 years old. I happened to be on a public transport on a bus, and I'm looking up, I see this sign, you know, and it was a quote from Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." And at 7 years old, I knew there was something rather profound about that. And it has been with me all these years later. It holds in my heart, and I think about those things that make us true to ourselves, our design, our God-given design. And what I find in some organizations, actually most organizations, is that when people are frustrated, it's because they're round pegs and square holes, where the giftings and talents they have are not being exercised and grown. And for you, what God has opened for you is this pathway. It appears to me, anyway, just on the short time we've been able to meet on the radio and talk here, is that God has given you this platform, this canvas, this artistic canvas in which you can exercise the giftings and talents that He's blessed you with. And this is quite clear with how you've developed this whole business platform and rising all tides and rising all businesses and everything. This is just really special, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to talk to you about this. This really encourages me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to be able to connect with you.
Well, let's talk about kick scroll induced jealousy. Explain to our audience, what do you mean by this?
Yeah, scroll-induced jealousy is essentially the comparison that happens as we scroll through social media and consume the lives of other people, as we absorb, you know, messages about everyone's successes, and we're witnessing these highlights day in and day out being shared across different platforms like Instagram and Facebook, and that can lead us to feeling jealous of others. And so part of kicking that scroll-induced jealousy to the curb is starting to move away from watching one another and moving into living with one another, using these platforms not just to consume, but also to connect, to lean in, to offer empathy, support, compassion to one another, and change the way that we're navigating social media, because these platforms, they are pitting us against one another. These platforms, mm-hmm. they want to keep us scrolling and consuming, but we have this ability to use them differently. And we talk about it in depth in the book, and the science of comparison, the science of competition, how our brains are wired, and how it's not inherently a bad thing, but technology is exacerbating some of these more negative, unhealthy tendencies, and how we can fight back and get back on the right course.
Well, we've been conditioned by consumerism. I mean, we're like tiny Pac-Men just going and eating up everything, right? Including relationships, right?
Yes. No, we've started collecting friends instead of fostering true relationships, right?
Yes, good idea.
We see young people especially, they're swiping left and swiping right on apps to find life partners in less time than it takes to have an actual conversation with someone, making snap judgments based on a single photo or a couple characters in a bio description, rather than digging deep and really getting to know one another. And so, yeah, it's about changing that course. It's about bringing us back to true relationships, to true community, and not allowing technology to kind of move us from the deep end back into the shallow end of connection.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that technology is kind of like the tail shaking the dog, and that what you're doing here is announcing to everybody is that it's time for us to be king over technology, not the other way around?
Absolutely. I mean, we've created the technology, but in many ways, we've never been trained to actually use it properly. I said this the other day to my husband. I said, I have a two-year-old. How do we teach him to navigate technology that we don't even know how to use? It's changing every single day with algorithms that are making it more difficult for us to really be in control. It gives us the idea that we're in control, but it's serving us up content, you know, that it wants us to see. How do we equip the next generation? So part of this is just becoming aware and taking responsibility and being intentional with how we're using these platforms. Absolutely. Taking back control. I think that's a really important component.
Well, and it's really scary when you think about it. I mean, here you got a two-year-old, 5 years down the road. What is he at seven going to be able to do empowered or manipulated by these algorithms that have already been preset and that are kind of like, a very sophisticated Pavlovian inducement that all of a sudden you're dealing with. And maybe in the process we lose our children or our grandchildren because they've become technological robots, sadly.
Right. And look, I think there's still a bit of optimistic glimmer here with technology to say that I hope it gives my child, and I'm pregnant now, 32 weeks, my baby girl.
Congratulations.
Will come in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow. Cool.
The big season, book baby, you know, all of it. But I hope it gives them a chance to connect with others. I hope it gives them access to knowledge and information and even resources to grow in their faith and to grow in their strengths and their God-given talents. You know, I want to leverage it for the good, but I also think that that comes with being informed. That comes with us leaning on one another in our in-person communities to talk about. I mean, this is where community comes in. I say this, I say parenting is not a competition. You know, it's truly meant to be done in community. It's same with business, same with all aspects of life. That's what Built to Belong is all about. It's saying, let's choose to do this together. Let's fight for one another. Let's actually support each other so that these algorithms aren't the ones making the decisions. Right? We are, and
right,
we're making the best ones we can for our family.
Well, that saying that came out about a decade or so ago that it takes a village, there was some validity to that, as long as the village was on the same page, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You know, we talked earlier about loneliness. Gosh, this is, you talk about pandemics. It's like we have a pandemic of loneliness in our country. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. We do. I mean, the statistics don't lie. We're seeing an increase of loneliness. Nearly 1 in 10 Americans report having lost touch with most of their friends over the course of the pandemic. And that is a stat specifically from the Survey Center on American Life. And we realize that young women especially were most likely to experience this friendship loss during the pandemic. So, you know, we have to be consciously aware of relationships we're losing. You know, we have to be consciously aware of the depth of relationships. You know, not allowing them to move into a surface level category, working hard to be intentional with one another.
We're talking with Natalie Frank and her new book, Built to Belong, Discovering the Power of Community Over Competition. And speaking of competition, we can, you know, get into that dog-eat-dog mindset. But, you know, we need to have that balance between camaraderie and competition so that we can live a deeply fulfilled and joyful life and really expand our viewpoints and appreciation when other people are involved and we have, deep relationships, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're not always going to agree. I think about every single American when they sit down for Thanksgiving at the Thanksgiving table. I think we can all understand and relate to that, but we must be able to still sit at that table. We must be able to still come together at that table and love one another up close, not just those who agree, but to have those deep conversations. I think we've sort of started to lose that. And so it's so important to continue encouraging that and continue to encourage that deeper connection that all of us are built for.
Goes back to what we talked about earlier. What's most important? Mm-hmm. You know, going back to first principles, that family members can sit down. But what is most important at that moment of Thanksgiving but to honor the family and the tradition of coming together and, you know, celebrating one another's victories? I know that sometimes, but if you have that competitive spirit in you, then you don't allow room for, you know, the sharing and appreciation of each other's success, do you? We got about 30 seconds left here. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important for us to remember in the sharing of those successes that each of us are created uniquely for a unique purpose with unique gifts. So someone else succeeding, it doesn't take away from your ability to succeed. We can cheer for and champion one another.
Amen. Built to Belong. Natalie Frank. Natalie, a website they can go to really quick for more information.
NatalieFrank.com/book or Built to Belong wherever you buy your books.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.